It was the day of the parade, the day of the paragons, crossing from one side of the parade of the endless to the other. The media had been short-stroking the event on all the news channels almost exclusively for the last 24 hours, praising and glorifying the paragons, just as in the good old days. The crime and docudrama channels had been running old, successful paragon cases end-to-end, showing the downfall of villains and terrorists and monsters, just to remind everyone how much reason they had to love the King's justice. As a result, pretty much the whole city turned out to watch the parade, if only so they wouldn't have to think about the terror for a while. Parliament had put an absolute embargo on showing any of the actual recordings of what had happened out on the rim, but inevitably some illegal 10th-generation copies were going the rounds, turning up on pirate and underground channels until the peacekeepers moved in to shut them down. All across the empire, people were scared, even if they weren't sure what of yet. The terror was just a name for now. Parliament was determined to keep it that way for as long as possible, and certainly until well after the quest had been announced. Right now, the paragons were marching. All of the King's justice left after their losses at the Neumann riot, resplendent in their gleaming armor and proud purple cloaks, led by Louis Deathstalker in his black leather champion's armor. Crowds lined the pavements of every street, packed tightly together in rows several deep, waving flags and banners, and calling out the names of their favorites in the short breaks between the massed cheering. Most impressively of all, it was all totally spontaneous. No one had had to encourage the people out onto the streets, where Parliament had certainly been ready to try. Time had passed since the Neumann riot, and perhaps the people were just a little ashamed at how quickly they turned against their former idols. And perhaps, in the face of the terror, they needed to believe in their heroes again. Certainly, the Parade of the Endless had never seen crowds and excitement like it. It seemed like everyone in the city who wasn't on essential duties had turned out to honor the paragons on their great parade. They even gathered on flat roofs, on balconies, and leaned precariously out of windows to shout and scream and blow kisses. It rained rose petals all down the main routes, and on some of the busier intersections, peacekeeper security actually had to set up low-level force shields to hold the overenthusiastic crowds back. More peacekeepers and what they fondly imagined to be plain clothes infiltrated the crowds to watch out for pickpockets and flashers, and of course, agents provocateur. But there was hardly any trouble at all. The people were determined to be in a good mood. They even remained fairly good-natured in the face of illegal street traders charging 20 credits for a bottle of water, or something dubious in a hot dog. Louis Deathstalker strode out proudly at the front of the parade, his old purple cloak flapping around his champion's armor. It felt good to be back among his old comrades again, accepted by them and the thronging multitudes. He did his best to keep his ugly face pleasant, and even managed the occasional smile for the media cameras. Finn Girondal was marching right behind Louis, his new partner Emma Steele striding out at his side. Finn constantly smiled and waved to the crowds, and they loved him for it. His armor had been buffed and polished until it gleamed like the sun, and his classically handsome face was bright and open and charming, showing just enough humility so that he wouldn't come across as arrogant, of course. Finn had always been able to judge these things to a T. Emma Steele looked smart and stylish, and just a little bit glamorous. Her flat black hair was still pulled back into a strictly functional bun, but her coffee skin and fine bone structure had a grace and warmth that owed nothing to artifice or design. Emma was what she was, which was a refreshing change on Logris. She'd made a good name for herself as a tireless thief-taker in her short time in the city, pursuing villains and scumbags with enthusiasm and stubbornness, and the people approved of her. She smiled and nodded, and tried not to let it go to her head, although this was more like the kind of reception she'd always imagined for herself on Logris. Two streets ahead, the elves were waiting. The security people had already passed them by, looking right at the elves in their hiding places and seeing nothing. Safely hidden behind telepathic projections, the elves sat patiently, waiting for their prey to come to them. They snacked lightly on the fevered emotions of the crowds, but did not feast. Pleasant emotions did not satisfy them. They'd moved into the positions Finn had suggested a full 12 hours in advance, just so they could check out the situation and make sure the Paragon hadn't arranged any nasty surprises for them. But it was all as he'd said. No waiting Paragons or peacekeepers, no troops with S-blockers, just a series of empty rooms in several anonymous office buildings, overlooking the parade's route, as promised. The elves killed everyone else in the buildings, just to be on the safe side, and because they enjoyed it, and then broadcast subtle telepathic avoidance fields, so no one else would want to enter the buildings. Happy onlookers crowded the streets outside the office buildings, and never knew or suspected a thing. The elves watched the parade of the Paragons draw slowly nearer, from behind tinted windows, and smiled poisonous smiles. 32 elves, the largest gathering of rogue espers in one place since, well, since the arena debacle. But this coming triumph would pay for all those losses. The elves had decided that revenge on the Paragons wasn't enough. Not nearly enough. The crowds in the city had to suffer too. 32 esper minds working together could execute all kinds of dark wonders and miracles. They would do terrible things, appalling things, bloody things. And the media cameras that came to cover the Paragons would broadcast it all live to a horrified empire. Nothing and no one would be spared. The city would burn and the elves would feed, and they would come forth and walk openly in triumph through the hell they'd made and defy anyone to put right what they'd done. And before they left, they'd gather all the severed heads and pile them into a great staring mountain right before the main doors of the House of Parliament. 1,000 heads, for every head Finn Durandal had taken in the arena. The elves hadn't told Finn any of this. They thought they'd let it come as a nice surprise. Before they made him cut open his belly in front of the cameras and pull out his guts and feast on them until he choked. The elves had no interest in human allies, only in fools they could use. They'd given their word that he would be safe, that he would not be touched during the evil to come, but Finn, of all people, should have known that words only mean something if they can be enforced. His promises of future shared ventures meant nothing. Only revenge mattered. The parade was almost upon them. Louis Deathstalker led them down the street, so many poor fools heading blithely towards their own destruction, blinded by the adulation of the simple-minded crowds. It was time at last. Dying time. The elves hugged their vicious joy to them. The shattered steel glass rained down on the unsuspecting heads of the crowds below. People tried to run and cried out in horror when they found they couldn't, held in place by elf control. The elves emerged from the ruins of the smashed windows, walking out onto the air and looking down on the parade of the Paragons as they crashed to a halt in the middle of the street. They hung there, 32 elves, eyes blazing, mocking halos of leaping black flames circling their heads, smiling widely at the screams that greeted them. They paused for a moment to savor the thought of all the suffering they would soon inflict, of the vast emotional energies they would feed on, of their great and noble triumph over the lesser creatures that sought to drag them down to their level. And then the elves linked their minds and lashed out at the Paragons below. And found they'd been betrayed. Their minds met an impenetrable shield, their controlling thoughts thrown back at them in disarray. The Paragons were protected. They were all carrying S-blockers, connected in series for greater power. The elves realized that they had been lured into a trap by their own greed for revenge. Their mental link broke apart in a moment, and the elves tried to run, to fly from the trap prepared for them, every rogue esper for him and herself. Only to find the Oversoul was already there, waiting for them. 1,000 espers filled the sky above them, eyes shining like suns, hidden until now behind their own shields, their gestalt mind a barrier the elves could never hope to breach. And as the elves hesitated, lost and unsure, the Paragons on the street below drew their disruptors, took aim, and opened fire. Energy beams punched through chests and backs and vaporized heads, and dead and dying elves plummeted from the sky. A handful drew on the last of their strength to dodge the disruptor fire with inhuman speed. They dropped to the ground, drew swords and daggers, and cut viciously about them as they tried to disappear into the panicking crowds. But the Oversoul could still see them. They protected the civilians with force shields and forced the elves out into the open again. Only 6 elves were left now, out of 32. And Lewis, Deathstalker, Finn Jirandal, and Emma Steele went forward, swords in hand, faces grim, to finish them off. It was all over very quickly. A massive defeat for the elf cause, broadcast live across the Empire. All thanks to Finn Durandal. King Douglas arrived soon after to congratulate the Paragons, the heroes of the day once more. The crowd even cheered the Oversoul, hanging like benevolent angels on the sky above them. Douglas greeted Finn and Emma and Lewis warmly, shaking their hands and clapping them on the shoulders. He turned to address the cameras and the crowd.
My friends, the victims of the arena tragedy have been avenged. The rogue Espartarists are dead. All of this because of one man, Finn Jirandal, who has spent the last few weeks working undercover to courageously infiltrate the elf underground on his own. Who discovered their terrible plan to attack this city and arranged the parade of the Paragons as the perfect bait to tempt the elves into a trap. Finn worked with security and myself to turn this trap back upon the elves. And now the Paragons have dealt the elves a blow from which they will never recover. All honor to Finn Jirandal!
Finn hung his head modestly and even managed a little blush. The king held up his hands. When he announced the great quest of the Paragons to be led by Lewis Deathstalker to search for the missing Owen of blessed memory and bring him back home to deal with the terror, the crowd went crazy. Eventually, the parade was able to set off again, and the city cheered the Paragons hysterically all the way to the far boundary. After the parade, King Douglas invited Finn Jirandal into his private chambers at the court and presented Finn with his own personal S-blocker to protect him from any future attacks by the rogue Espers. This was a rare and singular honor, since the use of S-blockers was normally closely regulated, and Finn was suitably gracious in his thanks, even though it was what he'd intended all along. He'd achieved a lot for one day. Destroyed, or at least severely weakened, a major rival power base, re-established himself as a great and beloved hero in the eyes of the public and the king, and acquired his own S-blocker, which meant no one could read his mind anymore. He could plot and conspire and betray in perfect security. When he left the court, he was in an exceptionally good mood. Though Douglas didn't know it, he had just presented his greatest enemy with the means necessary to bring him down.
Ha 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 ha!